Where are we? That's the question. Where are we? First off, New Hampshire and the debates, okay? We have a Dem debate tomorrow. Got a Dem debate tomorrow, and it will be one-on-one. One-on-one. Sanders. Clinton. Moderator, Sleepy Eye, Chuck Todd. And Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow will be there with Sleepy Eyes. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? And I'll tell you something. And it's not just the Dems. Okay? It's not just the Dems. It's also the GOP. I don't know how either side, after a candidate is picked, I don't know how everybody is going to work together. I don't know how. Now, if you watch state-run media, you didn't see the rally that Clinton had where Bernie Sanders supporters were calling her a liar. Wasn't played on state-run media. MSNBC didn't play it. Georgie Stephanopoulos didn't play it. I think the only people that played it was Fox. Somehow they got their hands on the footage. It was a wide shot. It was an alternate camera shot. It was obvious that it was footage that got leaked. It was obvious that it was footage that everyone tried to keep under wraps. It was obvious. Hillary Clinton giving her Iowa victory speech, and Bernie Sanders supporters chanting, "She's a liar." I don't see how these people become Hillary Clinton supporters. I don't see it. Now you say, well, are they going to vote GOP? No. I just don't think they'll vote. Now, remember, the only time the Democrats win is when there's a huge, huge voter turnout. I just don't think those people will vote for Hillary. Now, you're saying, well, Rob, you're acting as if Bernie Sanders is going to lose. What if he wins? Listen, Bernie Sanders is not going to win. I'm telling you. Okay? Telling you. Bernie Sanders is not going to win. Not going to happen. Doesn't matter what happens in Iowa. We've all pretty much gotten over Iowa. Doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire. He should win New Hampshire. It's his next door neighbor. But Bernie Sanders cannot and will not win outside that bubble. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. So the question is, all those supporters who love his message of free, 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 are they going to then go to the 70-year-old woman with the creepy, and I mean creepy, Bill Clinton looks very creepy. Are they going to go to the 70-year-old woman and the creepy. Very creepy. Former abuser in chief. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think when you have people screaming liar, 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 liar. I don't think when you're winning elections via coin flip, I don't think that bodes well for people who want free things. Especially when Hillary Clinton is not offering free things. It's definitely a different message when you have somebody saying affordable tuition, affordable health care, and somebody saying free. I mean, just think about when you go to the store, rather it's a grocery store or the mall, anything where someone's selling things, and you see signs that say discount, or you see signs that say free. You always go to the free thing. But remember, nothing in life is free. Even with goods and services, there's always a catch. There's always a catch. Always a catch. Sometimes that catch is buying two or three things to get that free item or service. Or sometimes you get roped in to buying something for 10 years, like them record clubs. You get 100 DVDs or 100 music CDs for a penny, and somehow you get billed every month for the rest of your life. I don't know. There's always a scam. Nothing in life is free. So I don't know how that is going to shake out. You flip to the GOP side. I don't know. And I'm speaking from my own experience. I'm speaking from my own mindset. I don't know how Trump supporters, i.e. me, make that crossover should DT lose. Get behind Rubio. I just can't do it. Okay? I can't do it. I can't. I just can't do it. I sit there, I watch them, and I watch the other established GOP elites fawn over him. It's kind of funny because he is everything that we Republicans whined and cried about Obama. You think about it. Young, inexperienced, not being ready on day one. You look at Rubio, and he is everything Obama was, except, well, now, according to the GOP, he's Hispanic. He's Hispanic now. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. For years and years and years, Rubio and Cruz basically hid their Hispanic heritage until they won yesterday. And then my GOP friends came out and said, look, look, we're not racist. See? Two Hispanics and a black won the Iowa caucuses. Oh, geez. Okay. I mean, Ben Carson maybe a smidgen more black than Obama. A smidgen, okay? just a smidgen. He might look more black. His skin tone might be more black, but his soul is white as can be. Obama is more black in that regard. Okay? I don't know how I could support Rubio and Cruz. I just don't believe it or not, I know, and this is going to be nuts for you to hear me say this. I could support the great big fat person named Chris Christie. I know. I'm disgusted by fat people. I'm revolted by fat people. Like, just revolted. But I think if I had to, if somehow DT loses, okay, somehow he loses, and I had to pick between Christie, Rube, and Raphael, I think I would roll with Christie. He'd have to officially lose the weight. No more cheating with slider foods. No. Yeah, that would be the requirement. He'd have to actually try to lose the weight. Okay? You can't just lose 20 pounds and call it a success. Can't do it. And that's just me now. Kasich, he would have the other potential. But again, I don't know how the GOP is going to do it. I think they're going to be in the same position the Dems are. This election cycle, because of what Obama has done, because of what the Dems have done, because we have this mentality in this country, the word has been overplayed, but this PC mentality, this whole fat shaming, Islamophobia, bullying, just all the liberal buzzwords. Oh, you get an award because you're black. You get an award because you're a cross-dresser. You get an award because you're ugly. Yeah. No one gets anything on merit. Because of where we are, you have a country that is just so angry. You have a country that is just so angry and divided. So you have divisions with the GOP, you got divisions with the Dems. Because in those parties, you have divisions and people who want to rule in a way that almost perpetuates what is going on right now. I mean, let's face it, guys. The Republicans have had control of the government for, 6 years? The Dems had control for the first two. After that, the Republicans controlled the House, Senate, governorships, state legislatures, and still nothing, absolutely nothing, was done for the base. Yeah, the base. That base that came out and voted in Iowa in record numbers. And that's how it's going to be in New Hampshire. That's how it's going to be in South Carolina. The GOP is coming out in record numbers. So the question is this. Why the hell do we think anything is going to change should a Republican become president? Why do we think anything is going to change? They have the power. They've had the power. They have the power. I don't know how. I don't know how all of this is going to shake out. I don't know how. And that's what frightens me. That's what frightens me. At a time when this country is in shambles. It really is. You know, people look at the stock market or they look at the unemployment and say, well, the stock market's up, unemployment's down. That means the country is on the right track. But it's deeper than that. I mean, it's deeper. I mean, look what's going on in Detroit. Look what's going on over here in California. Nobody's really talking about California because it's Jerry Brown, Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, Barbara Boxer, Democrat, Garcetti, mayor of LA, Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat. But we have toxic gas. We have dangerous, toxic gas spewing out of a well in a small little area called Porter Ranch. I used to live there. And this toxic gas has been spewing out of a well into the air going on almost 4 months. 4 months. 4 months. I mean, hundreds. Hell, I think it might even be thousands now. Thousands of people, families, men, women, children, have been moved from their homes. Some of these homes, very expensive. We're not just talking about, dumpy favelas. Some of these homes, some of these places pay huge property taxes. Huge mortgages. Porter Ranch is a very nice area. Talking about thousands of families that have been displaced. They had to set up a school. They basically had to create a school, build a school. Because the school that the kids are going to in this area is part of this toxic, dangerous gas. Kids are playing on the playground, breathing in this methane. This is going on as we speak. Who's the president of the United States? Obama. Who's the governor of California? Jerry Brown. Everybody's focusing on Detroit, which, yes, they should. What happened in Detroit is horrible. But remember, that city is basically under control by the federal government. They went into bankruptcy. In order for that water switch to have occurred, they had to get permission from the federal government. They had to get the AOK. They had to get signed off by the federal government. The federal government had to say, yeah, you could switch getting water from there. Yeah, you could do that. Sure. Everything checks out. That's Obama. That's Obama. Thousands of families in Porter Ranch being displaced because there's no urgency. We all kind of chuckle out here, not about that, not about family suffering, but the fact that our governor is constantly talking about making average, just average Californians' lives harder. He is. What I mean by that is talking about restricting when you can drive your car. Like we live in Brazil. If you have an odd number on your license plate, you could drive this day. If you have an even, you could drive that day. If you happen to be Leonardo DiCaprio and Jay-Z and Beyonce and have 2, 3, 4, 5 cars, then you have those license plates being situated where you could drive every day. For the middle class to lower class people, they're hit. They're stuck. They only drive 3 days a week. And this is all to stop the admissions, to protect the environment, because of course, you know, the planet's dying, and any day now we are all going to die because of global warming, and we'll walk outside and burst into flames. Ah! So this is what our governor, Jerry Brown, has done. Hell, when we had a terrorist attack by these animals, these radical Muslim jihadist animals, these vile, they're not even human, subhuman. When this happened, and we were still trying to get the facts. We were still trying to know, hey, are there more cells in San Bernardino? What is going on? Our governor was in another country talking about climate change. So you have this governor doing all of this stuff, but yet, methane gas, toxic fumes, gas that is destroying the ozone, the environment, to the tune of millions and millions and millions of cars. And nothing, nothing was being done or is being done. They're trying to drill to get to the well leak, the hole, I guess. It was faulty building. They built these tubes, I guess you could call them, these ducts, these pipes with the faulty switches. So they're drilling to get to that switch so they can turn off the valve. But they don't know how many other pipes could have this problem. But we're going on 4 months, and they're still drilling. They got that little baby who was stuck in the well. They got her out quicker. They got the Chilean miners out quicker. 4 months. These people got just humans out of the ground. And you got to be a lot more delicate drilling to get humans out of the ground. There's no humans in Porter Ranch. Do something. Get down there. Nothing. So I don't know. How is everything going to shake out? I don't know. There is such a divide. Such a divide. It's wild. I don't see how it's ever going to change or how it's ever going to get better. I don't see it. Don't see it. But that's just my take. Again, these are things I was thinking when I was in the shower. On top of my Spreaker account. All right, listen to me. Oh, I'm dying here. I'm going to just take a quick break. Real quick. That's all. Just real quick. Don't panic. So all I want to do is just take a quick break. We've been sounding good, though. I know yesterday I was told we had a smidgen of an issue in the beginning. A smidgen. We had pinging. And you know, if you've been a fan of the show, I'm always whining about the pinging. It's more of like a pop. So, all right, let's take a quick break. I just want to grab a coffee in the other room, and then we're going to talk a little about Rand Paul, who's gone. Another one bites the dust. Chalk that up, loser. Then we're going to talk about Ted Cruz and his dirty win. I love it. I love it. Dirty win. And we're going to talk about the GOP and New Hampshire and what it all means. That's what we're going to do. So we'll be right back after a quick break. It's super quick. We're talking about a minute and a half, so don't get all freaked out. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Don't forget, follow us, Twitter, at Rob Zicari Show, at Rob Zicari Show. That's our Twitter, okay? So when you listen to this program, you download the show, follow us, at Rob Zicari Show. And there's a lot of downloads. Last month, we had a record, and I'm talking record download, okay? Well, loads. Okay, record downloads. So go to the Twitter and follow. Don't let me down, okay? Don't like just be another person in my life to let me down.